RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government ready to begin procurement process, finance minister says. Indonesian government prepares Indonesian tourism branding competition. Ministry of Education and Culture to hold third Indonesian Art Congress. Now the news in details. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said on Tuesday that ministers and non-ministry government institutions could immediately begin their procurement process as the House of Representatives had approved the 2016 state budget. With the approval, he said, procurement contract could be signed later this year for the commencement of construction project as soon as January. Bambang said this is an effort to optimize the state budget spending and to strengthen the economic growth. Earlier, President Joko Widodo called for the immediate commencement of procurement process, especially those related to capital expenditure and infrastructure, following the approval of the 2016 state budget by the House of Representatives in a plenary meeting last week. Deputy Foreign Tourism Marketing Development of Ministry of Tourism will hold Indonesian branding competitions. As reported by Republika Online on Tuesday, the deputy had formed Forum Group Discussions, or FGD, to discuss the preparation. The forum was expected to be agreed upon technical problems of delivery and collections of material. The Forum Group Discussions FGD was also expected to decide whether it is necessary to give special team for all works to be sent in order to bring Indonesian tourism as wonderful Indonesia, the truly heaven. Previously, the government continued to improve quality and quantity of Indonesia tourism promotion. One of them was participated in Asian Tourism Forum ATF Award 2016, or also called ASEANTA Award for Excellence 2016. The event was organized by Asian Tourism Organization or Asian Travel Association, ASEANTA, for the 29th time. This event would again give awards to individuals or organizations which were considered to have contributed to the development, growth, and promotion of culture and tourism in the Asian. The Directorate of Technical Cooperation of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has carried out 8 technical assistance programs from January until October 2015. The programs involve 221 participants from 27 countries in Asia and Africa as the contributions of Indonesian government for South-South countries. On November 9, 2015, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno L.P. Marsudi, will open officially some capacity-building programs in the framework of a series events of the 60th anniversary of the Asian-African Conference and the 10th New Asian-African Strategic Partnership. Director for Technical Cooperation of Foreign Ministry, Siti Nugraha Mauludia, to RRI World Service on Tuesday in Jakarta said, the capacity-building assistance for Asian-African countries will be given in the field of, among others, freshwater aquaculture, automotive technicians, tourism, and corruption eradication. Furthermore, Nugraha Mauludia said, 44 Asian and African countries will participate in the capacity-building program, among others, Tunisia, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Angola, Burundi, Ethiopia, Kenya, Madagascar, Mozambique, Namibia, Rwanda, Sudan, Tanzania, Zambia, Fiji, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, and Timor-Leste. In addition to technical assistance, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs also will conduct the efforts to strengthen coordination at the national level with the ministries or other stakeholders to harmonize Indonesian foreign policy through South-South Cooperation Forum. The Indonesian government will implement an integrated transmigration program in Indonesia's border areas in order to develop the borders. Integrated transmigration program will be one of the ways to develop border areas, so the development in Indonesia would vary. This was said by Minister of Rural, Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration Marwan Jafar after opening the Border Investment Summit on Tuesday in Jakarta. He said that the government has currently started implementing the initial phase of the transmigration program. Marwan hopes in the next year, the government will be able to run the placement process so that development of the border region could be accelerated.
Kita sudah mulai melakukan kegiatan transmigrasi secara
We already started the integrated and comprehensive transmigration in the border area. We will build integrated plantation. Then we make an integrated farm also in the border area through a transmigration program. The construction has begun this year. Early 2016 will begin the placement of people.
Sudah dimulai pembangunannya nanti 2016 awal 2016 sudah mulai penempatan orang.
Marwan Jafar said further, the integrated transmigration program received high appreciation from Indonesian regional heads. Until now, the central government has signed memorandum of understanding with the three heads of regions as well as 12 regions. Mayors, who also expressed support towards the program. Integrated transmigration is planned to be implemented in the border areas in Indonesia, such as Kalimantan, Riau Island, Papua, and East Nusa Tenggara. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Directorate of Art, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, will hold the 3rd Indonesian Art Congress from December 1st to 5th, 2015, in Bandung, West Java. The Congress theme, Art and the State in Currents of Change. Director of Art of the Ministry of Education and Culture, Endang Chaturwati, on Tuesday in Jakarta said that in the last 10 years, many changes have happened, including in the world of art. In the forum, artists and various parties will meet to discuss the direction of change for the development of the Indonesian art. The last Congress was held 10 years ago.
Dan selama 10 tahun ini, tentu saja
in the last 10 years, there have been many developments. Therefore, at the Congress, we will invite all colleagues from all over Indonesia to discuss the changes and how it goes. The high-ranking officials, regions, governors who have or participate in protecting and develop art in each regions, we will discuss to what extent their policies are. Endang added, the Congress will be attended by all parties and institutions such as cultural critics, curators, academics, arts communities, and the Regional Representative Council. Vice President of the 3rd Indonesian Congress Steering Committee, Muhammad Abduh, in the same occasion said, Indonesia will enter a new phase where the art will be handled and connected to various parties. The art is so far still in the marginal position where art has not been a driving force in the economy. He hopes that the Congress will make a recommendation for a reference and directions of the art development.
Ikut memangku, istilahnya melindungi atau mengembangkan di daerahnya masing-masing. Dan ini sampai di mana kebijakan?
Endang added, the Congress will be attended by all parties and institutions such as cultural critics, curators, academicians, arts community, and the Regional Representative Council. Vice President of the 3rd Indonesian Congress Steering Committee, Muhammad Abduh, in the same occasion said, Indonesia will enter a new phase where the art will be handled and connected to various parties. The art is so far still in the marginal positions where art has not been a driving force in the economy. He hopes that the Congress will make a recommendation for reference and directions of the art development. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said on Tuesday that the government would soon complete the administrative process for the disbursement of the 2016 state budget, as together with the House of Representatives, they had passed the 2016 state budget bill into law in a plenary session last week. The details of the government's budget will be provided through both a presidential regulation, which will be published no later than the end of November. He added the publication of the budget implementation document, DIPA, which will be conducted in December 2015. In early January 2016,
all the government programs would have been implemented. Meanwhile, a tax revenue target was set at 1.55 quadrillion rupiah. To achieve this target, Bambang said, the government would optimize tax revenue without disrupting the business investment climate and work to maintain the stability of the national economy, perhaps through a tax amnesty. The closures of Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali has been extended until 8:45 a.m. local time on Thursday, following intensified volcanic activity at Mount Rinjani on the nearby island of Lombok, East Nusa Tenggara. According to the airport's operations manager, Ngurah Ardito, the authorities were still monitoring the mountain's conditions and waiting for the latest update from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG. On Tuesday night, the Ngurah Rai Airport was closed from 7:30 p.m., affecting at least 14 domestic flights and 11 international flights to Australia, Singapore and Hong Kong. By carriers including Virgin Australia, Jetstar, Cathay Pacific and KLM. According to a report by Compass.com on Wednesday morning, around 6,000 passengers have been stranded following the closure. According to the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Mount Barujari, situated inside the caldera of Mount Rinjani, has erupted several times since Tuesday morning with an increasing intensity of eruptions and of accompanying earthquakes. Listener, that was the news from RRI's World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nugroho Kusumawati.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Three Asian Economic Giant Meet. Listener, last Sunday, November the 1st, 2015, leaders of South Korea, Japan, and China met in Seoul to discuss various topics such as economic cooperation, regional security, and North Korea's nuclear program. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and China's Prime Minister Li Keqiang held a discussion after the three countries' summit meeting stopped in 2012. They agreed to rebuild their trilateral meeting, which has been started since last 2008. In the previous 3 years, territorial conflict and different opinions about the World War II history has stopped this meeting. In the South Korea and China's point of view, Japan has not yet done many things to be responsible for the cruel Japanese army in the past, especially about women as sex slaves in the World War II. Japan and China are still in conflict about the ownership of Senkaku Island in East China Sea. Conflict also occurs between Japan and South Korea about small islands in the border. However, in the past few months, the tension among them has reduced. Before meeting Shinzo Abe, South Korea's President Park Geun-hye has not demanded Shinzo Abe to show his good understanding about Korean women suffering in the wartime. Chinese government also has not demanded Japan about Senkaku and Diaoyu Islands. This progress is happening in the middle of slowing economic growth among these three countries. China is in slowing economic growth condition. Meanwhile, Japan's investment in China extremely declined until only $4.3 billion in the previous year. This year, Japan-China trading also declined about 11%, while China-South Korea declined about 5%. Out of their conflict, South Korea, Japan and China are tight trading partners. Apparently, the slowing economic growth has united the leaders of those three countries. They shelve each of their own political interests for the economic interest. There was no other way except holding the summit meeting last Sunday. The fact that China was represented by Li Keqiang, Prime Minister, not Xi Jinping, President, was the proof that China, in order to face its economic slowdown problem, did not want to let its political difference disturb its own economic interests. There is no new breakthrough in last Sunday's summit. There is still history and territorial conflict. It is only economic interest that can make them agree to each other. Nevertheless, the summit meeting is a new good step to the next agreement for stabilization in Asia. And listener, that's commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. Listener, we start from an event on the forum of UNESCO, the UN Organization for Education, Science and Culture. The United Nations for Education and Science Organization, UNESCO, is the UN Special Organization for Education, Science and Culture, which was formed on November 4, 1946. The purpose of the organization is to support peace and security by promoting cooperation among countries through education, science and culture in the framework to increase mutual respect based on justice, law enforcement, human rights and fundamental freedom. Initially, the establishment of UNESCO Charter was ratified by 37 UN member countries in London. However, the UNESCO currently has 191 member countries. The first Director General of UNESCO was a British biologist, Julian Huxley. The headquarters of UNESCO currently is located in Paris, France. On November 4, 1921, Japanese Prime Minister Hara Takashi assassinated in Tokyo. Hara Takashi was a Japanese politician and the 10th Prime Minister of Japan from 29 September 1918 until his assassination on 4 November 1921. He was also called Haraki. Informally, he was the first commoner appointed to the office of Prime Minister of Japan, giving him the informal title of Commoner Prime Minister. He was also the first Japanese Christian Prime Minister. Hara lowered the property qualifications for voting, thus enlarging the electorate to include the small landowners, among whom Seiyuka strength lay. He refused, however, to use the absolute majority, thus enlarging the electorate to include the small landholders among whom Seiyuka's strength lay. Hara also attempted to reduce the power of the military, and he opposed the use of Japanese soldiers in Siberia. On November 4, 1921, he was assassinated by a young rightist fanatic. Listener, we end today in history with an event on November 4, 1979. Iranian radical group occupies the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The Iran hostage crisis was a diplomatic crisis between Iran and the United States. 52 American diplomats and citizens were held hostage for 444 days from November 4, 1979 to January 20, 1981. After a group of Iranian students belonging to the Muslim student followers of the Imam's line, who were supported the Iranian revolution, took over the U.S. embassy in Tehran. President Jimmy Carter called the hostages victims of terrorism and anarchy, adding that the United States will not yield to blackmail. The crisis was described by the Western media as an entanglement of vengeance and mutual incomprehension. In Iran, the hostage taking was widely seen as a blow against the United States and its influence in Iran, its perceived attempts to undermine the Iranian revolution, and its long-standing support of the recently overthrown Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who had led a totalitarian regime with American support. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Voice Green, today's edition entitled Southeast Asia Botanical Meeting in Bali, Strengthen the Strategy of Plantation Conservation. Indonesia hosted the 5th Southeast Asia Botanical Gardens Network meeting, which was held on November 2nd to 5th, 2015. The 5th regional meeting is a collaboration between the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI with Botanical Gardens Conservation International, BGCI, as an attempt to strengthen global strategy of plant conservation. The meeting is not only attended by the managers of the Botanical Garden of Southeast Asian countries, but it was also attended by the representatives from Japan, China, Taiwan, Australia, the United States, Seychelles, and the United Kingdom. Head of LIPI, Iskandar Zulkarnain, on Monday said that the threat of extinction of biodiversity in Southeast Asia is increasing from time to time. That's because the Southeast Asia becomes one of the exploration targets in the world. According to Zulkarnain, the strength of the regional network of botanical gardens is badly needed to be developed to more actively promote and voice the plant conservation in the world level. Iskandar moreover pointed Southeast Asia has a very high biodiversity when compared to other regions. Therefore, this time, the fifth regional meeting should be supported as a tangible effort to save biodiversity in Southeast Asia. Iskandar added, conservation effort of each country should be taken seriously, as Indonesia, which is currently addressing the data collection, management, and use of biological resources seriously. Iskandar said that Indonesia has made various national policies related to the conservation of biological resources, from the ecosystem to the genetic level. Policies and strategies contained in the Indonesian Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan, including various legislation related to ecosystem diversity and genetic diversity as well. Meanwhile, the Deputy for Biosciences of LIPI, Eni Sudarmo Nowati, said Indonesia is the 26th country to ratify the Nagoya Protocol to protect biological resources. For Indonesia, to ratify this protocol has opportunities and challenges. The chances are to increasing the chance for sharing biological resources in a fair and balanced for the community and local residents. Moreover, it also increases the multi-sectoral cooperation involving local communities, private and international institutions. While the challenge, according to Eni, is how to build a multi-sectoral national authorities as the management of genetic resources of Indonesia. Eni hope through the meeting also provides insight to implement the ratification of the Nagoya Protocol through one of the sessions, namely the access and benefit sharing training workshop. Eni Sudarmanawati told access and benefit sharing will enlighten managers in various botanical gardens or parties related to biological resources to oversee its implementation at the national level. The participants were not only representatives and leaders of the botanical gardens, but also from various conservation-related institutions, such as national parks, the Environment Ministry, the Ministry of Forestry, communities, and universities. It is encouraging because it illustrates the power of botanical gardens network in Southeast Asia. More importantly, the Indonesian botanical gardens still become destinations and references of other botanical gardens from abroad. The first and second Southeast Asia Botanical Gardens, or CBG, network meeting were held in Singapore in 2004 and 2007, then in Taiwan in 2007, to be followed in China in 2011, while for the fifth, the network meeting was held in Indonesia. Listener, that was Foy Green.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said on Tuesday that ministries and non-ministry government institutions could immediately begin their procurement process as the House of Representatives had approved the 2016 state budget. Deputy for Tourism Marketing Development of Ministry of Tourism will hold Indonesian branding competition. Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said on Tuesday that the government would soon complete the administrative process for the disbursement of the 2016 state budget, as together with the House of Representatives, they had passed the 2016 state budget bill into law in a plenary session last week. The closures of Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali has been extended until 8:45 a.m. local time on Thursday, following intensified volcanic activity at Mount Rinjani on the nearby island of Lombok, East Nusa Tenggara. Listener, that was Nusim Brief over RRI's World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumoti. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the frequencies of 9525 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Si Sasi tradition from Papua. So stay tuned. Listener, Kepulauan Raja Ampat or Raja Ampat Islands is a regency which consists of 610 islands. There are four big islands at this area, among others, Waigeo, Batanta, Salawati, and Misol Islands. Administratively, the clusters of islands are located in the district of Raja Ampat, West Papua Province. The sea has very beautiful natural scenery. The underwater park is also very fascinating. In this area, there are at least 1,000 species of coral reefs and 1,500 species of fish. The natural wealth is still well maintained until now. This is because the indigenous people still keep its nature by preserving their local knowledge through Si Sasi tradition. Listener, Si Sasi is a customary rule in exploring marine products. The Sasi tradition is specified by time interval in which the local people should not take resources from the ocean at a certain time and at a predetermined place. With Sasi tradition, the local people are wiser in exploring marine products. Si Sasi tradition is still held by Indonesians in the central and east part of Indonesia, including at Limalas Hamlet, East Misol, Raja Ampat, Papua. At the hamlet, there are six clans who hold Sasi. The tradition that has been held since a long time ago has various types, depending on the marine products that are prohibited to be explored, such as Sasi for sea cucumbers, shrimp, lola, and snails. There are two kinds of Sasi tradition for shrimp, namely banana, prawn, and lobster. Listener, every clan in the hamlet has its own territory to hold the Sasi tradition. For example, when Sasi sea cucumber takes place, nobody can take the animal at the area which has been decided until the Sasi tradition is open and ends. During Sasi sea cucumber tradition, the local people should be patient to take the sea animal. Even though the closing of Sasi tradition takes 4 months, the local people are still patient to harvest it and try to look for other sources of income for their living. When the sea cucumber of Sasi tradition is closed, the sea cucumber will breed well and have abundant harvests. In addition, there is a belief that people who violate Sasi tradition will have misfortune. Listener, Sasi tradition is started by a traditional meeting at worship places such as mosque or church. Traditional figures, heads of the village, as well as the villagers, prepare offerings to mark the start of Si Sasi tradition. The offerings are made from katapan tree, decorated with spices and color paper. Tree decoration is believed to be a symbol of prosperity. After praying together, the tree is paraded to the beach. After that, the trees are planted on the shoreline. This marks the start of Si Sasi tradition. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today featuring a tradition of Si Sasi tradition from Papua. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Membuat Kartu Anggota Wartawan. Membuat Kartu Anggota Wartawan or making a press card. So stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expression that relate to today's topic. I will say them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. Membuat, membuat, which means to make. Kartu, kartu, which means card. Anggota, anggota, which means member. Wartawan, wartawan, which means journalist or press. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi, which means good morning. Bisa saya bantu? Bisa saya bantu? Which means, can I help you? Ingin, ingin, which means want. Membawa, membawa, which means to bring. Kartu identitas. Kartu identitas, which means ID card. Isi formulir. Isi formulir, which means fill in the form. Sesuai dengan, sesuai dengan, which means in accordance with. Data, data, which means data. Membayar, membayar, which means to pay. Iuran tahunan, iuran tahunan, which means annual fee. 100.000, 100.000, which means 100,000. Terima kasih, terima kasih, which means thank you. Now we give you an example of a conversation between officer or A and Aris or B. I will say them 2 times slowly and you can repeat after me. A. Selamat pagi, bisa saya bantu? Selamat pagi, bisa saya bantu? Which means, good morning, can I help you? B. Selamat pagi, saya ingin membuat kartu anggota wartawan. Selamat pagi, saya ingin membuat kartu anggota wartawan. Which means, good morning, I want to make a press card. A. Apakah Anda membawa kartu identitas? Apakah Anda membawa kartu identitas? Which means, do you bring your ID card? B. Saya membawa kartu tanda penduduk. Saya membawa kartu tanda penduduk. Which means, yes, I do. A. Silakan isi formulir ini sesuai dengan data pada kartu tanda penduduk Anda. Silakan isi formulir ini sesuai dengan data pada kartu tanda penduduk Anda. Which means, fill in the form in accordance with data on your ID cards. B. Baiklah, which means, okay. A. Mohon membayar iuran sebesar Rp100.000 per tahun. Mohon membayar iuran sebesar Rp100.000 per tahun. Which means, please pay Rp100.000 for the annual fee. B. Baiklah. Baiklah, which means, okay. A. Kartu anggota wartawan Anda sudah selesai. Kartu anggota wartawan Anda sudah selesai. Which means, your press card is ready. Ini kartunya. Ini kartunya. Which means, here is the card. B. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Which means, thank you. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening. And we meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to a unique music group, because it's all personal are the bassist. They come by bringing a motto, Kami memang beda, or We certainly different. In a song composition, bass instrument is important as builder of beat that supporting drum instrument. But what happened when the bass instruments dominate a composition which can also function as builder's melody of a song? Well, listener, now we'll take you the first song, entitled Hanya Dia by Bass Project Band.
Tanpamu, ku ingin engkau selalu ada.
The four bass is Hazi, Danny Black, Ipung, and Buddy Fang Bass become pioneer of the band formation. The four personnel who come from Bandung invited Handy Boon, the drummer, and Sarah, the vocalist, as complementary in establishing the unique contemporary group. Initiated from Hazi's desire to form a band with bass arrangement accompanied by the drum, Hazi then providing idea while uniting the basses in Bandung. From the idea, finally in August 2012, it was formed the band with unique formation. Although the band is a newcomer band, but Bass Project Band is a good combination from talented musicians and a young talented vocalist as a starting step in introducing their uniqueness in the Indonesian musical industry. The Bass Project Band, in cooperating with Sleepmaster Indonesia Recording Company, released a single entitled Hanya Dia that has successfully to attract the attention of listeners and Indonesian music lovers. Well, here come to the second song from Bass Project Band, entitled I Love You.
Matamu terlihat bagai mengetuk-mengetuk di jendela hati. Tatapan matamu memancarkan sesuatu, sesuatu yang bergetar dalam hatiku. Senyumanmu, oh, pemilik senyum, apakah kau rasakan jika ku memandangmu, ku mati gaya, mati kata. Maaf ku jatuh cinta itu padamu. Every time and every moment, I love you, love you, love you, love you. Kau merebut setiap waktuku hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. I love you, love you, love you, love. Every time and every moment, I love you, love you, love you, love you. Melewati hariku tak bisa jika tanpa ada kamu.
Listener, Hazi and friends have the same wishes in lifting dignity of the bassist. They hope with the project, there is new views from people that bass instrument has important role in a song, not only as a complementary element. Bass Project Band want to prove that with the bass instrument, they can produce a composition with a good harmonization of music and enjoyable. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last song by Bass Project Band entitled Ilu Ilmu Inu. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.